The trees along the Chiricahua mountain slopes in Coronado National Forest, the ones not devastated by raging wildfires, look parched. The air is hot and dry, and depending on which way the wind blows, it's either slightly smoky or very smoky. In the wake of Arizona's still raging wildfires, the national forest has been closed off to the public. But Kate Borsma and three field assistants gained special access to an area west of Portal near the New Mexico border.
We're in East Turkey Creek, between about 5,000 and 7,000 feet in elevation. And this is our first access since the Horseshoe 2 fire went through. So we're excited to get some samples.
Borsma is a doctoral student at Oregon State University who studies aquatic insects. She's here to survey the creek before the summer rains wash tons of ash from the fires into the mountain streams, changing the stream's ecology.
This is what you were thinking, this reach?
Yeah, I mean, we could start it up there if you want, and then it runs down.
She and her field assistants pick a 100-meter stretch of stream relatively free of ash deposits. Then they count and measure the pools and areas of running water called riffles. She'll compare the data sets with those collected by her colleague over the past 8 years.
A lot of the predicted effects of fire have to do with the morphology of the stream, the shape, and how much sediment is there. So we're predicting that following the monsoon season, all of this ash that's higher up in the canyon will be transported down and may affect the water quality. So we might see these different effects in the reach that we were measuring today.
Borsma and her colleagues measure the physical dimensions of the stream and record what's at the bottom.
At 0.25, depth is 7, substrate is bedrock with fines.
Then they use a fine mesh hand net to dredge up pebbles, decomposing leaves, and aquatic insects from the pools. They're taking a kind of bug census.
This is a giant water bug. It's a hemipteran, so it's one of those air-breathing bugs. And this is the top predator. In this system, the top predator here is an insect, which is really exciting. It eats fish, it eats amphibians, it eats other insects, and it does that by using its big pointy beak. And so it catches onto its prey using its raptorial forelimbs, and then it inserts that beak, and it actually inserts digestive juices inside its prey, digests them from the inside, and then slurps up the digested remains. After we isolate the bugs, we preserve them in 70% ethanol. So a lot of these, unfortunately, we have to kill in order to identify. Some of them we can tell what they are right here in the stream. And some of them we can't.
What does it look like from your marine experience?
It's a limpet.
It is. It's a freshwater limpet.
Studying aquatic invertebrates is important for a number of reasons. People use them to characterize stream health. There are a lot of indices that Environmental Protection Agency and other environmental organizations use to say something about how healthy the stream is, just based on what insects you find there. So that's a valuable use. But here in the Southwest, where water is such a limited resource, we can also use aquatic insects to tell us something about stream permanence. There are these different types of insects that either require permanent water or don't, or require certain degrees of permanence. And so we can use that kind of information to talk about hydrology in a way that's really hard to sample.
Borsma and her colleagues are finished for now, but they'll be back to East Turkey Creek after the monsoons, measuring, counting, and cataloging. I'm Devlin Hauser, Arizona Public Media.